Did you know that as of 2020, the self-help book industry was worth $10.5 billion and it's expected to grow to $14 billion by 2025? Why? Why are people investing so much money in these books? I know why. I know why. We want, because I have been a contributor to this industry for sure, as far as like purchasing the books. I have a whole bookshelf full. It's because people want better in their life. They want better relationships. They want better health. They want to be richer. They want to be happier. They want to cook better. Evidently, cooking is part of the self-help. They want more out of life. And that's why this industry is growing by leaps and bounds. Hi, I'm Wendy Bergen. I'm just a regular mom with a husband, a bunch of kids, and some dogs. And I'm the founder of Joyfully Prepared, a business dedicated to teaching busy moms skills like gardening, food preservation, natural remedies, and more, so they can take care of themselves through developing talents, supporting their families with confidence, and saving money. I've rolled down the mountain of accomplishment so many times that I have skinned knees, grass in my teeth, and sticks in my hair. All of these mistakes have actually allowed me to become more confident in my knowledge and skills. I'm eager to learn and strive to create a space where people want to learn. Oh, I'm not perfect. In fact, someone once described me as the queen of preparedness, but normal, without scaring people. Whether it's canning, gardening, emergency preparedness, or anything else, I teach others to feel confident in learning it. Hi, this is the Joyfully Prepared podcast, and I am your host, Wendy Bergen, and I am extremely thankful that you're listening today. Thank you so much. And right off the bat, I wanted to invite you to join my free Facebook group. It's called Joyfully Prepared. So you can just go right in and type in the search bar in Facebook, Joyfully Prepared. It'll pop up. You can say, I want to be a member, and I'll say, okay. And then you come and join us and we have fun. We're doing all sorts of good things in that community. So this industry, self-help book industry, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm excited to talk about it. So I've just completed this rapid transformation challenge. I've been doing it for the last 8 weeks and I'm a completely different person. It's been about setting higher goals and possible goals and working hard to achieve them. It's been so many things. But what I've learned the very most is my core motto, a core value, I guess, for myself is the idea that when you think higher thoughts, you do higher things. And that's actually one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I'm just going to go there and I'm going to read you my verse. Well, it's two verses. It's Isaiah. It's found in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. It's verse chapter 55, verses 8-9. I'm going to read from the King James version of the Bible. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. I really, really love this passage of scripture. And let me tell you why I love it and what my, I don't want to call it an interpretation, but the way I've internalized it. When, to me, this passage of scripture is an invitation to think like God, to think higher ways in a higher way. Now, we are a bazillion steps away from being anything like God, but he gives us these opportunities to think like him and to do like him. And he invites us upward that way. Throughout the scriptures and throughout other writings and from the self-help kind of industry, we learn that all good things, all good gifts come from God. So anything good in your life, it comes from God. And I even go a little bit further, and I've heard it said from many people as well, that everything is for our good. Everything happens for us. And it could be something super crappy, but eventually it'll unravel and you'll find why it was for your good. Okay, so this is my thought process on the scripture. When you have a good thought, so for instance, it can be something this simple. I have a thought, I should text my daughter how much I love her. So I had this good thought. So I've received a good thought. I've received a higher thought. This has come from God. And the thought is, text your daughter and tell her how much you love her. Just doesn't have to be like a big paragraph. It can just be, hi, sweetheart, I love you. It could be something simple like that. And when I execute that thought, I have done a higher way, a higher thing. And so my thoughts are higher and my ways are higher. I've served someone. I've connected with someone. I have offered a part of my heart to someone. Now, how she responds to that, that's honestly not my care, because I'm doing the higher thought and the higher way. It's all about me. Because really, we're the only ones that can control ourselves. And so when we do these higher thoughts and the higher ways, when we're thinking higher thoughts and doing higher ways, it's about our growth, our evolution, our transformation. And that's what makes this life super fun. So I want to give you four ways that you can think higher thoughts and do higher ways. Number one, gratitude. Always going to be my very number one go-to way to get to a place of higher thought. Because honestly, as human beings, we're just living our lives. We're taking care of our kids. We have a place to live. We may have some animals. We may work outside the home. We work inside the home no matter what. We can get a little tired and we don't really take very good care of ourselves either. And we're just kind of like moving through the motions. But when you take a minute to be grateful, it will springboard you into a place where you can receive higher thoughts. When I've had something crappy happen to me, I have been working for many years, decades, on becoming a more grateful person. And I've done many podcast episodes on gratitude. I have worked really hard. I did have the blessing of having parents who taught me gratitude, but I have taken it to higher levels, honestly, deeper levels, where I can be in a really crappy place and I'm able to say, how can I be grateful? What can I be grateful for? And that, just that thought, that question, what am I grateful for? It will take me from the crappy place. And even though I still have sad feelings and things like that, I'm able to springboard over almost like a bridge from like these worldly, temporal thoughts of sadness and woe and overthinking, really. And I walk over this bridge, I'm a springboard over to a place where I can think higher thoughts by making the effort to be grateful. So I may, and so here's my tip. You can borrow this one. Sometimes I'm in a super crappy mood or a super sad or mad. I'm like, I've got to be grateful. What can I be grateful for? And if I can't just come up with something surrounding the situation, I have two fallback gratitudes. I don't know if that's the right way to say it or not. Number one, I am thankful for indoor plumbing. Always going to be thankful for our toilets. Always going to be thankful for those. Just thankful I do not have to go out in the middle of the night to an outhouse. I'm always going to be thankful for that. There's never a time I'm not grateful. Number two, hot showers or a hot bath. I'm always going to be grateful to be able to take a hot shower. Always going to be thankful. So when I'm in a crappy moment, and I'm like, I need to be thankful, or I want to be thankful. And if I can't come up with something quickly, I just have these two go-tos. Like, these are just my default gratitude markers. Thankful for indoor toilets, and I'm thankful for a hot shower. And from there, I can start to add, and I may still have to go do things like I'm thankful for strong fingernails. I do have crazy strong fingernails. I don't really know why, and not that you care about that, but I'm grateful for them. I'm thankful for the food that we have. I'm grateful for my kids, and I can start the list. And but those two foundational gratitudes, points of gratitude, they will help me get the ball rolling. And then I can go back and go, okay, here's this crappy situation. Where can I find gratitude? And by then I have made a space to receive higher thoughts, good things to come from God, because he allowed a good, this whatever situation, he allowed it for my good. I'm going to reach up to him to hear what he has to say about that. What are his thoughts about it? Because those are the thoughts I want to have. Hopefully that makes sense to you. So gratitude, number one. Number two, service, being kind to people, just being nice to people. That is one of the fastest way to receive higher thoughts and therefore direction to do higher ways. And it could be like the text to my daughter, right? That's an act of service. It was higher thoughts, higher ways, act of service. There was a connection in there. Often doing service allows us to get outside of ourselves. That's really the whole point of service, is to not think about ourselves for a little while, except for in one situation. It allows us to go and bring joy, kindness, to minister to other people. And again, it's such a quick way to get to a place of higher thoughts and higher ways, because you're serving another child of God. You could be serving an animal, but it's a creation from God. Now, sometimes your higher thoughts and your service are going to be directed at you. We call it self-care. And the whole idea is that we're number one, not in a boastful, not in a selfish way, but in this way that we care for ourselves, that we literally care for our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual selves, our social selves, that we are going to take the time to just care for ourselves. Sometimes those thoughts will be, and it may come in a time of peace even, hey, go take a nice hot bath, because we have hot water. Go take a nap, or go to get yourself a pedicure, or go work in the garden, or go make some cookies, whatever it may be that will be directed at you for your personal self-care. Now, in way of the nap, a lot, so this has happened to me many times. So I'm not a night person. I really wear out really at 5 o'clock. I'm kind of off the clock as a mom, like I'm done. I've made decisions all day long. I'm just tired. I'm a morning person. So at night, especially if things have been going on in my family, or there's just a crisis of some sort, and I'm just emotional, and I pray at the end of every day, and I'll be praying and trying to get an answer or some peace about whatever it is that I'm upset about. And I'll just be kind of crying and just woe is me and all this anxiety. And I'm not trying to make fun of myself, but this is what happens. I get overwhelmed. And in these moments, I've had more than one occasion, quite a few, where a higher thought like penetrates, gets through all this anxiety and emotion, and it'll be really still and it'll be really quiet, but it just kind of comes in and pierces me, and it'll say, go to bed, just go to bed. You can think about this tomorrow. I'll be like, okay. So I like end the prayer and I crawl in bed and go to sleep. Done. And the next day things are better. They are better. Always. I may not have the answers yet, but I have a clear mind. And I've had some sleep, just like a little baby or an overstimulated toddler. When they get, you've been in the grocery stores, you've had those kids, they're just so tired, and you're trying to get one more thing done, and they just need to go home and go to bed. And they're better in the morning. Or give them a little bit of food and put them to bed and they're better in the morning. Well, that's how sometimes a higher thought will come to us as well. We need to pay attention to it. We don't need to keep pushing ourselves to that place where as a child, we would say, child, let's go put you to bed. You need a rest. We need to take care of ourselves that way too. So we have gratitude and service. Number three, another way to receive higher thoughts and do higher things and evolve and become better is through deep connections. I heard recently that many people are depressed because they don't have deep connections with other people. Even in social media, we're all connected to everyone. We know everybody's business, or so we think, but we don't necessarily know if someone is having a really hard time. You don't know that. And so we have to have these deep connections because most of us put a facade up when it comes to social media, or we were seeing other people with a facade, this fake smile, when inside whatever is happening or in their family or inside their souls, something may not be going right for them. And this is just a big fake out to keep numbers up or whatever. So we need to learn to cultivate deep connections. I read a quote by someone, and I really like this. The quote came from a woman by the name of Katie Tiakin. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but that I did okay. She said, the core of good self-care is, to use a popular term, to be present, to fully engage with life, the world, and others. It's connecting. So when you're with someone, I highly recommend putting your phone in your pocket, your purse. Don't pull the phone out when you're having conversations with people. There's other ways to connect as well. One of my favorite things that I started doing over the summer, I learned this kind of from Linda Lederman. She was on my podcast. I'll link to it in my show notes. But she taught me to play games at the dinner table with my kids. Now my kids are older, and but we play little trivia games or word games, whatever, different things like that while we're eating. And we just really connect with one another. There's no, like, it's just fun talk. We tease each other. It could be a trivia game. It could be, you know, different things like that we've done. And it's been really fun for our family to connect that way. The other thing we started doing during the summer is I went out and bought a Wii gaming system that I don't think they sell them in the stores anymore. So I just found one on Marketplace and I got a couple games, but our favorite game is Mario Kart. That's what it's called. And I can't play that thing to save my life. My daughters are pros. My husband, it's funny, but we started playing this over the summertime and we just had the best time. We would play for a couple hours this game. And obviously we were interacting with electronics, but we were also interacting with one another. And that was just super fun for us. And then recently my daughters, I have two teenagers, and they talked us into, my husband and I, creating Roblox accounts. And so we play Roblox together. So I'm horrible at it because I grew up in the days of Atari and Pong. You know, it's just up or down, left or right. That's all. That's where I can do. I can excel at up and down and left and right. And so you have these little, you know, avatar people, your Roblox people, and I don't know how to make them work. And you get to look, you can change the camera angle on them and all these different things. I have no idea where it's going. I don't know why I'm hopping up and down. And my girls just, they do laugh at me, but we're all laughing together. And we're trying to conquer some maze or something. And so the girls are trying to walk me through it. My husband has his little avatar is just gone wandering off somewhere. Can't even find him. And but we've been doing that too. So I'm kind of anti-gaming, to be honest with you. But what I found is that I'm connecting with my daughters and I enjoy doing it. And there's more laughter in our home because of that. And we're not all about clean the house or you didn't do this. Or da, da, da. We're just playing a game and we don't do it every day. We don't do it for hours and hours and hours. I can't with the Roblox. The Mario Kart, I can go for kind of a long time, but not the Roblox. So we're doing different things like that as well. And that brings me to number four. Number four is laughter. Laugh. Let's laugh more. I say we laugh more in 2024. And I think that should be on t-shirts or something like that. I'm going to challenge you, as I challenge myself, to find humor in crappy things. Find that humor. What can you laugh at? What can you flip and look at from a different point of view? What did it look like from somebody else's, like if they saw this thing that was happening, what would that look like? How would that be funny? How can you change it? In episode 99, I have a guest coming on who owns an online comedy club, and she's going to talk about how to change the perspective and put perspective and humor to that perspective. And it's a fantastic interview. It's so fun to listen to, and it's so full of wisdom. I have a wonderful friend, and we don't see each other anymore because we live in separate states now. And we just send memes back and forth to each other on Instagram. Like, that's all we do. We talk on the phone here or there. And we've both had some kind of stinky things happen to us over the last year. And we've helped each other through things. But ultimately, we're just there for each other in the memes. We're just laughing. We just want to laugh. And laughter lifts us up. Laughter, it fills our soul with hope when we can laugh. And I'm talking about good-natured, you know, kind of laughter. We're not laughing at somebody, unless it's my daughter's watching, laughing at me playing Roblox. We're not laughing at someone. We're laughing with them. We're laughing with ourselves. I remember one time, this is a long time ago, and I was on a road trip and I stopped at a Wendy's to go to the bathroom. And I put my keys up on the back of the toilet. This was back when there was actual toilets, not just like what we have now. And I put my keys up on the back of the toilet. And before I could turn around, the keys slid off and right into the toilet. And all I could do was laugh. Like, that was so funny to me. Like, what just happened? I was just grateful. See how the gratitude comes in? I was just grateful it happened before I sat down than after. So, you know, we have these moments. Why not laugh? Why get all hot and bothered and upset about something? Why can't we just laugh at that? And so I do challenge you to find more humor, more lightness, and bring that out. Bring that out rather than trying to control something or being all sad and miserable and down in the face. We're going to have sadness. We're going to have stinky things happen. You're allowed to live in that for as long as you want to, but the quicker you move through it, the happier you will be. Those are my four suggestions for having higher thoughts and doing higher things, higher ways. Number one, gratitude, 100%. Number two, service, loving on other people, being kind to other people, including yourself. Number three, deep connections. Look at people in the eyes. Don't talk over them. Listen to what they have to say. Understand it inside of you before you're trying to respond. Listen to hear and to love. Don't listen to respond. I shouldn't tell you what to do, but you know what I'm trying to say. And number four, laugh. Laugh. Just let it be something fun. It can be fun. Life can just be fun. It really doesn't have to be so daggum serious all the daggum time. I'm getting mean now. Anyway, I'm devoted to creating this podcast, evolving this podcast to bringing higher thinking people on as guests and to talk about higher thinking things so we can do higher ways, higher thoughts, higher ways. That's my motto for the year. Higher thoughts, higher ways. Pushing ourselves, going beyond our comfort zone, believing that you're worth it because you are worth it. You are so important. Your thoughts, your ways, those are good things. You're a good person. You are loved. You're needed in the world. I love you. I appreciate that you listen to my podcast, but more than that, that you're seeking higher thoughts and you're seeking higher ways. And it's coming out in the way you parent your children, the way you take care of yourself, how you're bringing joy to other people. You're lifting the darkness that's in the world. We're lifting it because we're doing higher thoughts. Well, we're thinking higher thoughts, not doing them, but then we do what the thoughts tell us to do, right? You're worth all those higher things, all of them and more. And this is just another beginning. Every day is a new beginning. Every day we can choose the higher thoughts and the higher ways every single day. And every day we can choose to take a nap. Every day we can choose to eat a chocolate chip. It's going to be just fine. But you're worth it. You are loved. I appreciate you and I love you very much. And I invite you once again to come join my community and Facebook, Joyfully Prepared Facebook group. And I hope you enjoy your day. Thank you so much for listening to Joyfully Prepared. I'm grateful for you and appreciate you inviting me into your life. Please subscribe and tell all your friends about this delightful podcast. Leaving a joyful review would earn you all sorts of karma points too. I invite you to join my free Facebook group at www.joyfulprepgroup.com and join with other like-minded mothers.